What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to Grant McCauley because it's time to go around the yard. And Grant, let's start with the news we got today. We've been telling our listeners, not something you want to hear about Ozzie. What do you know about this injury? And did you think it was that serious last night?
No, when he finished the game, I kind of felt like maybe they dodged a bullet. But, you know, you get hit on the foot, whether it's a foul ball, whether it's a hit by pitch, you just kind of hold your breath. And I think collectively, most of Braves country probably was, given that Ozzie Albies had missed significant time year before last with that broken foot. So this is clearly news that nobody wanted, and Ozzie Albies is at the top of the list of people who didn't want it, and now they've got to figure out what to do over the next 4 to 6 weeks without him.
Yeah, I know that most guys go, oh, the hell, man, I hit my toe on the bed. Well, no one's asking you to turn two or run down the first baseline.
Right.
But he did stay in the game. So, I mean, I know some of you, there are varying degrees of this. Most of us have banged our toes and we go to work. But, yeah, I know that he's such a spark plug. I still think he's the most underrated second baseman in the show.
Oh, no doubt. I don't think he gets the credit for being the kind of impact player that he is. And particularly, I know folks get online and get a little bit upset about the MLB, you know, network top 10 second baseman right now. And that always comes up. And we're in the third consecutive year where he's either ranked too low or doesn't make the list altogether. But let me tell you, he is not undervalued by the Braves themselves, by his teammates, and the league at large knows exactly what they're dealing with when it comes to Ozzie, the competitor that he is, the leader that he is for this team as well. I mean, he's really grown into that role over the course of his time with the Braves. So not having him out on the field, that's something that the Braves are just going to have to adjust to, you know, life without him for a little while. Hopefully this is something that does not keep him sidelined for too terribly long. But when you got a broken toe, I mean, it's going to take a number of weeks to heal. Then you got a little bit of a rehab assignment, I would imagine, to get him back up to speed. But yeah, this is the third injury that the Braves have had in the first 15 games that, as we spent all spring training long talking about stay healthy, stay healthy, stay healthy. Now they lost Sean Murphy on opening day, and then they lost Spencer Strider for the season, and now Ozzie Albies is the latest to join the injured list that, you know, hopefully the Braves don't have to deal with too many more of these.
Grant, what do you do at second base? What are the options? What will this look like?
Well, the big thing that they did, or the immediate move that they made, was bringing up David Fletcher, who they'd acquired from the Los Angeles Angels over the course of that series of trades they had in the winter. It started with the Kelnick trade, and then they made a few more, trying to move some of that money around. And, you know, Fletcher has been a useful player in the big leagues before, and I think that he could be again. The Braves had outrighted him off their roster just to see if they could move him and see if anybody would claim him and take the contract. Nobody did, but it gave them a 40-man spot back. They are contractually obligated to, I believe it's about $14 million worth of the remainder of his deal that he'd signed with the Angels. So they bring him back in, bring him up. They're paying him anyway. He's got pretty good on-base skills, no power to speak of, a little versatility, and he can play some second base for you. Luis Guillorme is going to start at second base in the second game against the Astros this evening, and then they'll kind of figure it out going forward, you know, just give him a little playing time here or there to either of those two guys. But, you know, we're now looking at the post-Vaughn Grissom era, so it's not call up the heir apparent or the next young hot prospect. It's kind of just finding ways to fill it in with the veterans.
We talked a lot, as Grant McCauley joins us, guys, about the pitching and is someone going to stick? Can Darius Vines stick? I guess he's got to cut down on the walks. He did have that trouble in the first inning. Second inning, I know Carl and I were joking, Grant, about every time they'd show a snicker on Bally going, after another two-out walk. But he was able to, you know, kind of hunker down for about four innings.
Yeah, I thought he made some good adjustments and started to settle in as the game went along. Clearly, in a 2-1 game, you know, he might have had an opportunity had there been a better matchup for him and not a couple of lefties that were due up. But going to Aaron Bummer, got them out of the fifth inning. The bullpen did a really great job last night of keeping it 2-1 until the offense exploded against Josh Hader late with a whole bunch of singles, if we want to call that exploding. But you keep hitting them, you're going to keep scoring some runs. But long story short, with Darius Vines, I mean, I think that, you know, this experience is good for him, but he's one of those guys that is very much going to be a command and a feel kind of pitcher. So those walks, you're not going to be able to overpower the lineup with extra runners on base. It just increases the amount of responsibility on his shoulders. So that's something he'll look to adjust. Travis d'Arnaud talked after the game last night and said he felt like those adjustments in game were there. And that's just kind of what you start to build on for some of these young pitchers.
If you're just joining us, Grant, talking about Ozzie Albies on the 10-day IL, which means he'll miss significant time. It is a broken toe. And so, you know, as Grant said, 4 to 6 weeks, depending. Hopefully it's sooner than later. But that is something that we're talking about. I'm looking at the lineup right now, Grant, and do you think this is something we'll see in the meanwhile, which is Michael Harris in the two spot?
I do, and I felt like this was something that we might see at some point this season just based on some matchups, and not a knock on Ozzie, but just the fact that when you are facing lefties or righties, maybe you could just move them around. And once they lost Sean Murphy, I kind of wondered if they might go ahead and pull the trigger on moving Harris up into that top spot and having Ozzie, the run producer, more so in the middle and having the speed of Harris and then the lefty righty, you know, or the lefty hitter after the righty Acuna, before the righty Riley. Then you bring up the lefty Olsen and so on and so forth and Ozuna. You could really go back and forth and make it difficult for opposing managers to try to think, okay, they've got these two or three tough righties coming up. I'm bringing in this reliever or vice versa. I think that that's something that helps out for at least some of the lineup construction. But you can't knock it with Ozzie because he's a switch hitter. You can utilize him on either side. But Harris has certainly earned the opportunity to take his significant talent and have more plate appearances. I think that's something the Braves very much want to get, not at the expense of losing somebody else, but I think he's a perfect fit up there. And then they'll kind of figure out how they want to, you know, cobble together the rest of the lineup as you get down towards the bottom.
Our man Grant McCauley, guys, talking about the Bravos taking on the Astros. And what a strange game it was to be, you know, like a real kind of low-scoring affair. And then they bring in, you know, the highest-paid reliever, and then Hader gets lit up like a Christmas tree. He was just – and I was funny. I saw some of the commentary on MLB Network this morning. They were saying, yeah, I mean, you know you have a bad day, but the fan base is like, what are we paying for?
Yeah, I guess that's a legitimate question. And that may be, I think, sort of a product of an underperforming Houston club in the first couple of weeks because, yeah, they just took a series from the Rangers, but they were 4-10 heading into the weekend before they took 2 out of 3 against Texas. They're starting pitching, as we talked about yesterday. That's far from, you know, a good situation for them based on the amount of injuries they've had to deal with. And that, I think, in addition to a couple of slow starts by some hitters, Jose Abreu has been very bad for them. That's something else they're trying to figure out where they hit him. They've shuffled the lineup around. Pretty much everybody outside of Jose Altuve has had at least a little bit of question about how they're producing so far this year. So it's early. You know, it's a long season. The Astros have shown when it gets down to the end, they're typically a team that's going to be around. But I don't think they're accustomed to this kind of slow start and being several games under 500 for any long stretches of time.
Grant McCauley covering the Braves for us and covering Major League Baseball as we talk about the Ozzie injury and the lineup changes and what's been going on with our team. Hey, Arcia, how do you compare to what you've seen so far this season and what we saw last year? I think last year was such a surprise, but he's playing great, right?
Yeah, he is. And I think this is just kind of what the Braves are looking for. And he's a little bit of a peaks and valleys hitter. Like, he's going to have some really hot streaks. And he's going to go through maybe a cold streak where it just kind of adjusts for what he was doing, maybe playing a little bit over his head. But I don't think that he's in over his head when it comes to being able to handle that everyday job at shortstop, bringing that consistency, that arm that certainly helps him make plays. You know, he's pretty much found himself right where he needs to be at this point in his career, which was getting that second chance and opportunity to play every day and making the most of it. So I would just kind of expect more of the same from Arcia. And he has those big moments in him, too. And that, I think, is something that the Braves have certainly enjoyed, is the fact that, you know, this is a guy that can handle that job every day and they don't have to question how they're going to handle shortstop. And, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, as they got into spring training, actually just about a year ago, and Dansby Swanson was gone, that was a very legitimate question. But we haven't heard it asked too many times in the last 14 or so months.
We got Ronaldo Lopez on the bump, only one earned run in his first two starts, so he's off to a great start. And what do you, again, you expect to go deep tonight?
Well, he hasn't exactly faced the toughest lineups out there yet. He faced the White Sox and he did face the New York Mets, but this Astros team can be a little bit more difficult to deal with. You know, if he does kind of what Darius Vines did last night, make pitches in the spots that he needs to, maybe work ahead a little bit more, you know, pitch a little bit more aggressively. And I think Lopez, with more experience, probably already knows that kind of thing. I think he could have the same kind of success, but he knows he's no stranger to the Astros, having spent so much time in the American League. He knows how sudden their offense can be. There's a lot of proven veteran hitters in there that even when they're scuffling, you got to respect them and you got to work your way through that lineup very carefully. So if he can continue to do that, I think he's going to continue to play this important role, and even more important role, in the Braves rotation with Spencer Strider out. That ups the responsibility for everybody else, and maybe no one more so than Reynaldo Lopez.
Yeah.
Big shoes, man. I mean, at the end of the day, all these guys are going to have to step up. And I think, you know, one of the things, Grant, that we talked about just briefly when we started today was Darius, once he settled in last night, he pitched well. And then his teammates complimented him. Those are the kind of starts we're going to need without Strider. I don't know if it's one guy, but you need, you know, three or four of those in a month from various guys to kind of figure this out, right? You expect Morton to be good. You're going to expect Sale to do his job and Freed. But those are going to be the starts that really come back and say, hey, how do we get a winning record, or how are we still in first place? It's those starts.
Yeah, it is. And it's going to take a village, as they say. And we saw this last year, too, because in April, the Braves immediately lost Max Fried and Kyle Wright and had to deal with that for the majority of the season. Yes, Fried came back in the second half.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
But they never got Kyle Wright back in terms of every fifth day in rotation. I know he returned a little bit late, but he was no longer a factor. So they went through an entire season and won 104 games trying to figure out at least one spot in rotation and oftentimes two. And I do think that they've got the depth. Darius Vines is one of those guys, but we haven't seen some of the others that could factor in here. Of course, we've talked a lot about Bryce Elder in spring training. We talked about A.J. Smith-Shawver and Hurston Waldrop. I think that the Braves showed last year with Smith-Shawver that they're not afraid of an aggressive promotion if they feel like that's somebody that can help them. And a little bit later in in the season, Waskari Noah, who's made two starts now for Gwinnett, both of those have been positive. He could be a factor maybe even next month. And you've got Ian Anderson eventually, probably looking more so in the second half there. But there are some layers of depth, I guess, is what I'm saying. But every one of these starts and every opportunity these guys get is the chance to perhaps make an impression that could help them to maybe be the guy that solidifies the rotation. But I don't think we're through seeing some names come up and down as the Braves need to. But hopefully they're not having to bring these guys up and down to fill in for multiple spots of this rotation. That was very taxing last year, and the Braves managed to navigate it well. But I'm sure they prefer to not go through that again.
All right, man. As we mentioned, can't wait to see what Muddy Harris does in the two spot tonight. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Grant, great job as always. We'll see what happens with the Braves. We'll talk tomorrow, brother.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.